Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, in our gospel today, we have a beautiful teaching. Jesus is talking about going away for a little bit and then coming back for a little bit, and it completely baffles his disciples who can only see things with their own natural understanding, with their own unaided intellect. Remember, at this point, they have not yet received the Holy Spirit. What Jesus has said to us time and time again this week and last week within our readings talking about the Holy Spirit is when the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the Paraclete comes, he will be one who will reveal all things to you, who will lead you to all truth, who will remind you of all the things which I have said to you and make them make sense. They don't have that right now. And so they are left puzzling, asking Christ, and Christ reveals what he means with another parable, with another small teaching that doesn't really help them at this moment, but it will later. That's why it's recorded in the scripture, because the Holy Spirit brought it to them. Now, when he says, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices, you will grieve, but your grief will become joy. What is this? Has anyone in this room ever given birth? Celestino, you've never given birth? No? Okay, that's all right. You can ask somebody else about it. Wives, talk to your husbands. Women in the room, talk to the men who are around. Explain to them it's not a whole lot of fun. Okay? Yeah, it's not the greatest thing in the world that you experience. But no, that's what it's talking about. This is another metaphor that he's using for his own coming. And all throughout Scripture, you see this. You see this relationship where the coming of the kingdom of God into the world is compared to a woman who is in great labor. You even see it in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, where it's talking about that woman in the heaven who is bracing for the pains of childbirth. And what is there, right there, as she is getting ready to give birth? The dragon, he comes to open his mouth to consume the child before he even gets there. There's great difficulty in birth. There's great pain. And that is why there's weeping and mourning for us. At this very time when the world begins to rejoice, well, what happened to Jesus in his life? As his disciples and as his apostles were weeping and mourning, as he himself was undergoing his great passion and suffering, the world was having a party. Even his enemies were clanking their glasses, saying, "We have slain him and we have saved our people." As the high priest Caiaphas says, it is better that one man should die than the whole of a nation. But then, what does he say? When you grieve, your grief will become joy. Think of your own childbirth. Think of your own experience. How much pain and how much labor, how you squeezed the snot out of your husband's hand or whoever was with you, how you yelled things maybe that you wouldn't normally yell. It's a great difficult moment, great pain. But then, doesn't that end when you feel once again and you hear that cackle of the little child's cry? As his or her face is placed up against your breast, and you see this labor was not in vain, this travail was not for naught, but rather it brought great joy to you in the midst of the suffering. Only a little while separates that last gasp of pain as the child is finally pushed forth, and then that restoration of the joy of what hath God wrought, what has God brought forth through my body. This is what the kingdom of God is, brothers and sisters. This is what the gift of life is. This is what is going on even at this moment when my dear friend Casey, for whom we are offering this Mass and for whom in particular we're praying, this is the beauty of life, which also Christ wants to bring into the world. He has died, he has been slain, and he has raised up, and we share in his glory now. Today is a special day in the church. Ascension Thursday, where Jesus leaves. His disciples, all alone as they stay aghast, looking heavenward. He said he was going away for a little bit. So they kept their eyes looking upward. Okay, he's going to come back in just a few seconds. This is all for show. But he doesn't. He doesn't come back yet, and we still await that coming. He instead sends his Spirit. And that is our cause for joy. And that day when he finally does return, that is the great joy of all the peoples, because that's a promise for which we are waiting for his joy. So think of pregnancy. Think of pain, but also remember joy. As he says in another place, though the sorrow lasts for the night, joy comes in the morning. No matter what difficulty we're going through, the pains of childbirth, which Christ, which his church, is desiring to bring into our lives and into our world, is but a fleeting moment. Because the sufferings of this world and this life are nothing to be compared with the glory God has in store for those who love him. Let's trust in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.